I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
The Chiefs minicamp, mandatory minicamp, day number two today. We heard from a few Chiefs players yesterday, and I was looking over at CBS Sports, and they were going through best case, worst case scenarios for every team in the NFL for this season. And yeah, we can check out some of the other rival teams if you want, but what they said about the Chiefs was interesting, and it got us thinking about what does worst case scenario look like? What does even regression look like, and how do fans handle that? So here, this was from Cody Benjamin. He wrote about the Chiefs. Best case scenario, he said, Mahomes' offensive line recovers from an ugly Super Bowl. A freshened up pass catching core led by Worthy and Rice reignites the deep attack, and the dynasty captures yet another championship. That's best case scenario. I would tend to agree. Worst case scenario, the line is reworked, but no less unstable, forcing Mahomes to scramble more than you like. Andy Reid's scheming can't undo lingering injuries. They fail to make the Super Bowl for the first time in 4 years. He says that's worst case scenario. One, do you agree that the end result is that worst case scenario for this team, just a failure in the Super Bowl?
Well, they've gotten to that point now where it's Super Bowl or bust. I'll never forget Kelsey, what he said after that Buccaneers loss in the Super Bowl. Someone asked him, successful season or not? And he's like, well, I can't put it that way. I'm kind of paraphrasing it, but no, yeah, it's not, because we win it all. Patriots get that point. If they didn't win it, it wasn't successful to them. It was about getting there. Because I'll never forget, Clark Hunt had that talk to the team before they won, that Mahomes won his first ring. It was in St. Joe, and he gave kind of the MO for the team for the year. He goes, listen, I want to win my dad's trophy, and let's go down, let's win the Super Bowl in Miami. And they did. Like, I've never heard him really put a mission statement out to the team, but you heard it in the article there, and he kind of talked about it. That's what I'm talking about, the whole looking at their line. That's the one thing. Again, they had three Pro Bowl offensive linemen, two first-team All-Pros on that line, but that's what people are talking about, is the Chiefs' line. Obviously, for obvious reasons, it shows you how important that left tackle is when you have, you know, three Pro Bowlers on your offensive line, but he did bring that right up in that article. But can you handle regression? I don't know. I mean,
what does that look like?
I've lived in this town my whole life. I remember 21 years without winning a playoff game. I remember what that felt like. I remember making the one AFC title game in my lifetime, being in 94 in Buffalo, and just the excitement of actually playing in that game and then getting spanked around by the Buffalo Bills. Yeah, I remember those times. But then I remember the lean times, back getting to the postseason, not winning a game, the Marty years, those kind of years. I remember all that stuff. So, yeah, can fans handle it? And I don't know. They're so accustomed now to putting their Super Bowl spreads out now and not watching the Patriots, watching the Chiefs. And can they handle it if the Chiefs don't win the division? Because I've seen people completely melt down on the text line or calls or whatever on the Chiefs postgame show. When they lose a game where it's a real close game, it's, you know, fire Andy and all this. Like, give me 10 other coaches. Give me 10 other coaches that you'd want. Let's just start with that, because I'm looking at the number two all-time guy in postseason wins. And Patrick Mahomes, by the way, is number two all-time
in
postseason wins for quarterbacks. We'll get to that. But just find that out. Can you handle regression? because a few years ago, and even the last couple of years, when they've been 15th in offense in the NFL as far as points per game, people are melting down about it, but yet they keep getting there to the end.
Is that what you think a regression is, Ben? Because going back to what Gold was going to ask you, is them losing the division, is that the regression?
I think so.
Because to me, I think it is. Forget whether they win or lose it. I think if they get eliminated before the AFC title game, I know that that sounds crazy, but I think that, that's the regression of them losing in the wild card or divisional round. That's the regression that I don't think that I think people are really going to run with the narrative more of. Maybe the dynasty actually is kind of over once they stop making those AFC title games.
Yeah, I think the regression, if you're at what does that look like? The bar is extremely high, but I think where what you're asking, the panic part of it and the freak out, it's if all of a sudden for the first time in what, 9 years, they don't win the AFC West. That's when the panic would happen. Yep. Would people be disappointed if they don't make a Super Bowl? Of course. I mean, because it is Super Bowl or bust when you have Patrick Mahomes as your quarterback. But as far as a true regression, it's that the O-line's not fixed and the Broncos or Chargers, one of those two teams gets you. You only win 11 games. They win 12 or you win 12, but they get the tiebreaker on you. And then this team, for the first time in the Mahomes era, is sitting there wild card weekend on the road.
You're not winning those one score games too. That's regression. I could see.
And people would, you thought it was last year. They won 15 games, and you guys remember the conversations all year nationally and locally about, as you said, one score games and all this team's just not good enough. It doesn't matter and all. And they still won 15 games and they went to a Super Bowl. Can you imagine in a year where they actually are like struggling, like truly struggling, as in the wins and losses? Since we've been doing this show, obviously Cody and I have been doing the show now, I guess going on our sixth year or whatever, all they have done is win 11 or more games, right? And most of those years, I think 12 or more, actually.
Well, even Andy Reid, his worst year is 9-7. That's the 1 year he didn't make the playoffs in 2014. That's insane. Yeah. That's his worst year is 9-7. And they've rebuilt this team right in front of you, too. Like, they've pretty much rebuilt that offensive line after that Buccaneers Super Bowl a couple years ago when they drafted Pacheco and Ozzie Johnson, Jalen Watson, and those guys, and they're playing in the Super Bowl. They were essentially rebuilding the team through the draft because they had to totally flip it. Look at this roster compared to when Mahomes started to what it is now and who's actually on the team. There's three of them besides Mahomes. I mean, they have rebuilt this roster, rebuilt this team. It's been unbelievable what Brett Veach has been able to do with this team, but can people handle regression? And then do you think, okay, this is just, stubbed your foot, stubbed your toe. This team's going to be fine the next year. But yeah, I mean, the Patriots went 10 years without winning the Super Bowl. Do I think the Chiefs are going to win the Super Bowl every year? No. Do I think they're going to go 10 years without not winning it? Hell no. It's Mahomes' prime once you get to the 30s, so I don't see that happening. But I think people have a hard time with it, though. I really do. I think people have grown so accustomed to winning the division. And why wouldn't you? Mahomes, it was, one loss on the road in the division? I mean, they have owned this division. What happens if they do take that step back? I don't know if people can handle that.
So I think they're going to, not to the extent we're talking about, like, I still think they're going to win this division, but they're not winning 15 games again, right? That's not going out on a limb here saying, oh my gosh, they're not going to win 15.
But they easily won this division where you got three playoff teams in the West, the most in the AFL.
Like, I still think they're a 13-win football team. Worst case scenario, a 12-win football team. So if they're regressing by three wins, like for a lot of, by the way, that's what's crazy about the 15-win mark. If I told you any other team in football, guys, you were saying they're going to win three fewer games, you'd say, oh my gosh. Yeah. you'd be saying, wow. Well, that's the bar they have set. That's how great of a season that they had last year in terms of win-loss. What I have said about this AFC West this year is the Broncos are now heading, of course, into year two of Bo Nix. And I do like what they did in the draft, both on the defensive side and what they did in their backfield. And
what
I think
they'll be in the first round.
Yeah, and I think they'll be competitive. The Chargers, I still have some questions on where they're going to be at offensively in terms of explosiveness. But Harbaugh obviously has the mentality there now and the pieces, I actually think, in place in terms of what he wants, right? His culture, if you will, that's a big thing. And they were ahead of a schedule last year. But I'm still trying to figure out how everybody makes up more than three games. If the Chiefs regress and win 12, so that's a three-win loss from a year ago, then who's increasing? The Chargers have to get to 12. They were at 11, weren't they, last year? Yep. And the Broncos were 10. So then either the Broncos are winning two more games, the Chargers are winning one. That's just to get to a tiebreaker scenario. The Chargers have to win two more games. The Broncos have to win three. And I know you'll say, hey, well, if the Chiefs are winning three fewer, don't you think one of those losses is now going to go to the Chargers?
And the
Broncos?
Raiders are automatic wins like they used to be.
Right. I understand if the Chiefs are going to win three fewer, most likely one of those losses is coming to a divisional team. Totally get that. I really struggle. I don't believe any other team in this division is capable of getting to 13 wins, is I guess what I'm saying. To me, the Broncos or Chargers are going to have to win off of a tiebreaker at 12 wins.
They won the division by four games in a year where you had four playoff teams or three playoff teams in the AFC West. Three. And yet you win the division by four. That's insane to win a division by four games, and yet three of those teams made the playoffs from that division. That is incredible what they did.
I'm curious to see what you guys think, because I don't, to me, like, regression by the simplest terms is if they only win 12 games this year. But to me, I look further, like, to the performance of the playoffs for the regression, because technically, like, the Chiefs could go 10-7 this year, lose the division, but they still win the Super Bowl. So I think if they lose the division, everybody would be clamoring and complaining and whining, but then they could go on to win the Super Bowl again. So it's not a regression.
And they proved they could play on the road in the playoffs.
It was better than last year. So I think that's where I think the playoff performance essentially is the kind of the end all be all and everything. Cause they can go 10-7 and we could have the text line could be just full of, they need to get rid of Andy. All this craziness. People are freaking out.
The armchair Karens would be going crazy.
But then they could. Wait, the who?
The armchair Karens.
Oh, okay. Is that what you're calling them now?
Yeah.
But they could go 10-7. Everybody could be freaking out, and then they go on a run and they win the Super Bowl. And it's better than what they did last year when they won 15 games. So that's. I don't think you could call 10-7 a regression if they went and they won the whole thing.
Regress two games to 13 wins, this division will be pretty close to that point, because you mentioned the Chargers with 11 wins. The Broncos 10 last year. You would have to think they'd take that step up to at least 11 or 12. Do I expect this division to be four games difference between the Chiefs and the Chargers like it was last year? No. But it doesn't matter in the end. If you win the AFC West,
I think the first 2 weeks of the season, I don't want to say it tells us everything, but man, oh man, you just, because of the narrative around this football team after the Super Bowl loss and the way they looked and what people are saying nationally, it's the same offseason conversation where somehow every offseason people start to doubt Mahomes, et cetera. If the Chiefs go to Brazil and look great against the Chargers and then they win against the Eagles, the defending champs here at Arrowhead week two, all of a sudden, everything changes. And again, I acknowledge the flip side of it, right? If the Chiefs were to start off, oh my gosh, 0-2 or something, then everybody, see, they're completely done.
It's like it's
the first 2 weeks, I think, shift so much narrative-wise and how people are going to talk about, how we're going to talk about this team for the first 2 months, 3 months of the season.
Every loss the Chiefs have gets magnified on all the shows. Every time they lose or barely win, they block the kick against the Broncos. That was talked about on every show nationally, NFL Network, ESPN Live, all that. The sky's falling. Even when the Chiefs lose just one game, but if they do start in that hole, whoa, look out. Don't even turn your TV on.
And then in week four, they got the Ravens. So, right. I mean, obviously, you know.
Only they're looking for vengeance.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.